It's December. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Scott Sievers and Steve Jones.
When it comes to big white birds, don't you think these are about as pretty as they get?
They're gorgeous.
These are mute swans. We're at Swede Lakes, about 3 miles northwest of Dodd Reservoir. And this pair showed up last winter on this pond. I don't think they were introduced by the farmers. I think they just came here. And I believe mute swans are found throughout Eurasia, is that right?
Yes, it's a European species.
They have sort of bright orange above their bill, and that's a good way to distinguish them from our native swans. These are huge birds. They probably weigh about 20 pounds apiece. Big, long, graceful necks, and they're dipping their heads into the water and eating pondweed and other vegetable material. And they just seem as calm as can be, cruising across the surface of Swede Lake. I'd say they're about 30 yards away from us.
They're just total grace. Their movements are even very fluid and smooth and silky as they reach down.
If it will just move away from the cattails, I'm going to get some beautiful pictures.
Yeah, they came up to check us out as we arrived.
Yeah, it sounds like someone is feeding them, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe putting grain by the lake or something.
Swans, being big, charismatic mega birds, draw a lot of attention.
Boy, if these were Trumpeter swans, I'd be pretty excited with these pictures.
I know, they're really photogenic.
When they have the both with the curve.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Some people say, oh yeah, I've been in parks and I've seen swans, you know, especially in Europe. Any large estate has a lake and they have swans. But to actually see wild swans, to see wild trumpeter swans or tundra swans is really special. Trumpeter swans were thought to be extinct in North America from 1900 to 1919. People were sort of giving eulogies for them. And then they found a few in the Yellowstone Basin, and now I think we have about 65,000 in North America. They're so tender toward their young. I love watching them. They teach their young how to forage by, they'll dip their long necks down, get some pondweed, and then they spit it out in little pieces on the surface, and the young go chasing after it.
Oh, that's great. So the swans, with these long necks, are often reaching things that certain ducks can't reach. That's the advantage of having that super long neck.
And we have that wonderful term, niche partitioning.
Yeah, exactly.
Each creature fills a different niche, and it's designed to do things that no other creature can do. So our native swans should start showing up early December. We usually get some tundra swans passing through.
Yes.
They nest clear up, as their name suggests, up on the Arctic tundra, and they migrate clear down, I guess, the Gulf of Mexico and point south. So they pass through. Our nesting swan in this part of the world is the trumpeter swan, but they're pretty much non-migratory. The closest nesting sites are in western Nebraska, and they actually overwinter there as well because the streams in western Nebraska flow ice-free in the sandhills all winter, so they don't have to migrate. But we get a few of them. Every couple of years, we'll get a few trumpeter swans as well.
Scott Sievers and Steve Jones are friends and Boulder naturalists.